الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided will never find guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. In continuation of our series about the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma Allah al-Husna, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Mu'ti, the giver. This name was not mentioned in the Quran, but in Sunnah was mentioned in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari from Muawiyah. He said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever Allah means guide goodness for is educated in religion, and Allah is the giver, and I am the divider. So knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to anyone is the greatest gift. So the first inclination of the hadith is that the dignity of knowledge is the greatest. So knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His creation and His orders. As you all know, there is knowledge of Allah, knowledge of His creation and of His orders. Knowledge of His creation and His orders needs a through study, a book, a teacher, a certificate, a test. That is the through study. But knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs mujahada, or fight. The first indication is in the honorable hadith, whoever Allah means goodness for, educate him in religion. Heroism is not to seek knowledge in your marginal time. It must be part of your life scheme, because there are people who seek knowledge in their free time, but they have primary things that nothing can exceed. But to the believer, seeking knowledge is a major part of his life, which nothing is more important than. Our Master Ali radiallahu anhu said, O son, knowledge is better than money, because knowledge guards you and you guard the money. Money is decreased by spending, and knowledge thrives with spending. My son, the money treasures died while they were still alive, and the scholars are alive forever. Their dignitary are missing, and their lessons exist in the heart. Therefore, man has low needs and high needs. The high needs is seeking knowledge. Unless man seeks knowledge, he will never get high to the level of his humanity. And in the Noble Quran, man without knowledge was described as cattle. As in the verse, they are only like cattle, nay, they are even further astray from the path, even worse than cattle. The Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 44. So, seeking knowledge is what raises man to the level of his humanity, and to a level that suits him. The water is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith has another indication, which is the topic of this khutbah. Allah the giver, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mu'ti. So Allah is the giver and I am the divider, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The second indication, the basic thing is that this water is one of Allah's gifts. We put it in tankers, led it to houses by pipes, distributed in bottles. These are secondary jobs, which are not considered from the core of water. Water is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. Everything is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We became artistic in presenting it, in wrapping, canning, and delivering it, but the primary thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver. Allah is the giver, and I am the divider. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the giver, also the preventer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always with the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are names that must be mentioned together, such as the names, the harmful, and the name, the beneficial. We say the harmful, the beneficial, the giver, the preventer, the honoring, the degrader. Why is that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, prohibits in order to give, takes in order to give, lowers in order to raise, humiliates in order to honor. As man took charge and failed to achieve that, then comes the treatment. The difference is very clear. Between someone who appoints an employee and gives him 6 months under probation, the employer's mission is to count the employee's mistakes. If they are too much, he will cancel the contract. But if the employee is his son, he will watch him, stop him at every mistake, and guide him. Because the father's mercy requires a follow-up. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is merciful with his creatures, if man makes a mistake, he will continue with him with the treatment. I imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, does not discipline his slaves, most of them will go to the hell. But some were educated by disease, others with worry or with the catastrophes or with a specific hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, drives us to his door. And that is from his graces of Allah, the Almighty. He is the giver and the preventer, a degrader and a raiser, honoring and humiliating. It was mentioned in the quote, this world is a world of twisting, not evenness. It reported by Ad-Daylami from Ibn Umar. The world does not get even to anyone. And that is for a great wisdom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, wanted. And the house of grief, not of joy. It has sorrow, pain, separation of the loved ones, disease that inflicts the children sometimes. And the house of grief, not of joy, whoever knows it, that means whoever knows the fact of life will never be pleased for a welfare, because it is a temporary, and will never grieve hardship, Because it is temporary. Death ends everything. It ends the power of the powerful, the wealth of the wealthy, the intelligence of the smart, the health of the healthy. Therefore, whoever understands it will never be pleased for a welfare, and never grieve for a hardship. Allah the Almighty created the world as a house of affliction. For sure we are ever putting men to the test. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Almighty created the world as a house of affliction and the afterlife as a house of reward. So He made the affliction of the world a reason for the reward of the afterlife, and the reward of the afterlife as a compensation for the world's affliction. So He takes in order to give and afflicts in order to reward. In some divine hadith from Abu Huraira, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Almighty said in the day of resurrection, O son of Adam, I was ill, but you did not visit me. He, the son of Adam, said, O Lord, how can I visit you and you are the Lord of the worlds? He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, didn't you know that my slave so-and-so was ill and you did not visit him? Didn't you know that if you had visited him, you would have found me there? O son of Adam, I asked you to feed me, but you did not. He, the son of Adam, said, O Lord, and how do I feed you and you are the Lord of the worlds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, didn't you know that so and so asked you for food and you did not feed him? Didn't you know that if you have fed him, you'd have found that with me? O son of Adam, I asked you for water and you did not give me. He, son of Adam, said, how do I give you water and you are the Lord of the worlds? He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, my slave so-and-so asked you for water and you did not give him. If you had given it to him, you would have found it with me. That's narrated by Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, compensates man with manifold of peace and tranquility when he takes some of his wealth and some of his health. Didn't you know that if you had visited me, you would have found me with them over there? That is a very accurate idea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, takes in or order to give, prevents in order to give, lowers in order to raise, hurts in order to benefit. Those first names are mentioned in pairs. So from Allah's word, the grace of existence. Another thing Allah the Almighty grants us, great superb graces, He granted us the bliss of existence. He created us. Has there not been over man a period of time when he was not a thing worth mentioning? The Surah Al-Insan, Ayah 1. You exist. You have entity and a name. You enjoy life. You have a wife, children, home, status, and conventions. Therefore, the first grace is the bliss of existence. Sometimes when I read a book and when I look at the date of writings, if that date was before I was born, I took a great lesson. Where was I on that date? I had no name in the whole earth. From Allah's grace is the bliss of supply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you the bliss of existence. Existence is not enough. He gave you a respiratory system, but there is air, a digestive system, but there is water, food, meat, vegetables, and crops. You need another partner. So he created the woman for you and created you for the woman for her. He gave you a second half. So she gave birth to children. And who filled your house with joy, he granted you the bless of existence and the bless of supply. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala graces the bless of right guidance and wisdom. Sometimes the road is paved. A while later, signs are placed, a slippery slope, a dangerous crossroads, narrow roads. Those signs are guidance to drivers after he had granted you the bless of existence and the bless of supply, he granted you the bless of guidance and wisdom. There are great uncountable gifts. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gift, subjecting the universe as acquaintance and honoring. The universe is the greatest stable thing in belief. That universe was subjected to man. With a script in the Noble Quran as acquaintance and honoring, and he has subjected to you all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. It is all as a favor and kindness from him. Surah Al-Jalsiyah, Ayah 13. But by the way, the subjected for is more honorable than the subjected, the universe. All that is the universe is subjected to man. And to Allah, man is more honorable than the universe. That is a first fact. Man is the first creature, the creature in charge. Truly, we did offer al-amana, the most or moral responsible or honesty and all the duties which Allah has ordained to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they declined to bear it and were afraid of it, afraid of Allah's torment, but man bore it. Verily, he was unjust to himself and ignorant of its results. The Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 272. As man accepted to bear the amana, the most moral responsibility or honesty and all the duties which Allah had ordained, he became the first creature in reputation and taking a charge. Therefore, our Master Ali said, angels were made from mind without desire. Animals were made from desire without mind. And man was made from both desire and mind. If his mind rises above his desire, he will become above angels. And if his desire rises above his mind, he will become below the animal level. That is a very dangerous speech, which is confirmed by the next verse. Verily, those who believe in the oneness of Allah and in His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including all obligations ordained by Islam, and do righteous good deeds, they are the best of creatures. Absolutely, the fact that you are a human being makes you above all creatures. Verily, those who believe in the oneness of Allah and in His Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, including all obligations ordained by Islam, and do righteous good deeds, they are the best of creatures. On the other hand, if his desire rises above his mind, he will become below the animal level. Verily, those who disbelieve in the religion of Islam, the Quran and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, from the among the people of the scripture, Jews and the Christians, and all the mushrikeen will abide in the hell fire. They are the worst of creatures. There is a considerable difference between being higher than the level of angels and being below the level of the lowest animal. For those who disbelieve, therefore, he gave us this universe and subjected it to us as acquaintance and honoring. The state of believing from the subjection as acquaintance and honoring, if someone gave you a very developed device of his mate with the unique features as a present, you would have feelings of honoring for him on such a scientific achievement and gratitude for giving it to you for free. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, subjected to man and all that is in the heavens and all that in the earth, it is all as a favor and kindness from him. As introduction and honoring subjection, the reply to the introduction is to believe, and to the honoring is to thank. By just believing and thanking, you would have achieved the aim of your existence. Achieving the aim of existence stops all kinds of treatment. The ayah, why should Allah punish you if you have thanked him and have believed in him? That's Surah An-Nisa, verse 147. If you believe in that great God, the kind Lord, and the wise guide, the owner of the beautiful names and the best attributes, if you believe in him, then realize that he had granted you the bless of existence, of provision, of will guidance and mind. Then you will achieve the aim of your existence. Therefore, all treatments stop there. And the verse is very accurate. Why should Allah punish you if you have thanked him and have believed in him? In a divine hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my slave, if the first one of you, the last one of you, human and jinn, were as the heart of the best believer among you, it would increase nothing in my possession. O my slaves, if the first one of you, the last one of you, humans and jinn, were as in the heart of the most obscene one among you, it would decrease nothing from my belonging. O my slave, if the first one of you, the last one of you, humans and jinn, all stood in one field and asked me, so I give each one of his need, it would decrease nothing from what I have, except the same way a needle decreases when dipped into the sea. Because my gift, now the greatest, the great accuracy in the hadith, whoever finds goodness, let him praise Allah, the Almighty. And whoever finds anything else, he has no one to blame but himself. Narrated by Muslims. And whatever of misfortune befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned, and he pardons much. No slip, no tremble of a vein, nor a scratch of a stick is but from what your hands have earned, and what Allah pardons is much more. Our Lord is the one who gives each thing its form and nature, then guided it aright. The last point in this, Allah the Almighty said, who then, Moses, is the Lord of you too? Pharaoh asked our master Moses. Moses said, our Lord is he who gave to each thing its form and nature, then guided it aright. Surah Taha, verse 50. What is the meaning of the Prophet saying, give the worker his wage before his sweat dried out? Ibn Majah, Umar. He did not say, give him a wage, but give him the wage that suits his effort and give him his dignity. On the other side, Moses said, our Lord is he who give to each thing its form and nature, then guided its right. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the perfect form and nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man a perfect statue. Verily, we created man in the best statue, mold. The eyes. He gave man two eyes. And why two eyes, not one? With the eyes, we can recognize the third dimension. With one eye, we recognize two dimensions, the length and the width. With two eyes, you recognize the length, the width, and the depth. You cannot perform accurate things with only two dimensions. Have we not made for him a pair of eyes? Surah Al-Balad, verse 8. In the eye, he made antispecimen. Substance. There are 100 million light receptors in the retina of the eye. A stick and a cone in 1 square millimeter with 100 million in order to make an accurate picture and in order to distinguish between 8 million colors. And if one color is given 800 degrees, the human eye can differentiate between two colors. Therefore, verily we created man in the best statue, mold. The hair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you hair in the head. There are the average of 300,000 hairs. For each hair, there is a vein, artery, a nerve, a muscle, and a fat gland, and a color gland. The great wisdom is that hair does not have sensory nerves. If it had sensory nerves, you would need to go to the hospital for a haircut with full anesthesia. That is a form from Allah, the Almighty Wisdom. The nose. The nose has 20 million smell nerves. Each nerve ends with 7 hairs, which are dipped in a substance that interact with odor. It forms a geometric shape, a ball, or a pyramid. This form is a symbol of the odor. It sends the smell memory to the brain, and we have 10,000 points. The shape is presented until it matches another one. You would then say, for instance, that is the smell of anything, specific to the food. Smell is a very complicated mechanism. Verily, we created man in the best mold. He gave to each thing its form and nature, then guided it aright. The ears. The ears, why not one ear? With one ear, we can recognize the direction of the sound. With the two, you can know all directions. A sound of a vehicle's horn from the right, that sound entered the ear before the other. And the time difference is 1 to 1620 part of a second. So you realize that the vehicle is on your right. So the brain gives you an order to move left. And that mechanism is a very complicated one. Moses said, our Lord is he who gives to each thing its form and nature, then guide it right. The 2 feet and the balance mechanism, he guided us to him. If man did not have the balance canals in the ear, he would need a very large base, a foot with a size of about 70 centimeters in order to stand. had it not been for this apparatus, man would never be able to ride a bicycle nor walk. Therefore, balance is one of Allah's proofs that indicates His greatness. The sensory nerves in the teeth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, made a sensory nerve in the tooth. It has no use. If blood starts and reaches it, you will not sleep and you will run to the dentist. Were it not for this nerve, man would lose all his teeth. The sensory nerve is an early alarm system. The mechanisms of the accumulation of saliva during sleep. Saliva accumulates in your mouth while you are asleep. A message is sent to the brain that the saliva is too much. An order is sent from the brain while you are still asleep. The pharynx opens, the reed closes, the windpipe, the gullet opens, and so you swallow the saliva, and that while you are asleep. Verily, we created man in the best mold. O Allah, we beseech you, Allah, to show us the way of righteousness, together with those to whom you have showed it, and give us good health, together with those whom you have healed, and be our protector, together with those for whom you have become their protector, and bless us in what you have bestowed on us, and save us from the afflictions that you have decreed, for you rule with justice, and you are never judged. He whom you protected shall never be humiliated, and he whom you make enemy shall never be exalted. Blessed and dignified are you, and we thank you for what you have decreed. We seek your forgiveness, and we repent our bad deeds. O Allah, guide us to perform a good deed, as you are the one who guides to the best of deeds. O Allah, make us do well in the deen, which is our dignity, and make our lives good, for it is our living, and make us safe on the day of judgment. For it is our final destination. Please make our life supply of all good things, and make our death a rest form. Amen. Every evil, our Master, the Lord of the old world. O Allah, please make me satisfied with what you have made lawful, and indifferent to what you have made unlawful, and make me through your benevolence independence of all others. O Allah, our Lord, grant peace and blessing to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his family and his companions. Allahumma baslih lana deenana alladhi huwa usmat amrina, waslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashana, waslih lana akhiratana allati ilayha ma'aduna, waj'al alhayata ziyadatan lana min kulli khayr, wal maut rahatan lana min kulli sharr. اللهم ارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك املنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات اعمالنا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد امامنا وقدوتنا وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم واقم الصلاه.